Hallelujah. He's more than enough tonight for what we need. Amen. Let's sing, God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. See. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you. Shining in the light of new glory. How true power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you. Let's sing it again now. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you. Shining in the light of new glory. Pour out your power and love. As we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Hallelujah. How many really want to see Him tonight? Amen. Pray that the Lord would just open our heart tonight. can just fill it right up. Amen. Come desiring tonight. I believe that He will speak to us tonight. Amen. Don't you? Praise the Lord. Let's sing that song, I Would Not Be Denied. Amen. Hallelujah. When pangs of death seized hold my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord, and instant with a courage bold, I stood upon His word, and I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied, till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer, but praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. Hallelujah. And I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. Let's sing that nice verse again. Satan said my Lord was gone and He would not hear my prayer, but He's a liar. But praise Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. And I would not be denied, though I would not be denied, till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His name tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. How many can say tonight, I'm not going to be denied? He's here to meet our need tonight, saints. We have to come against that enemy. But we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Let's sing Hold of God's Unchanging Hand. Yeah. Yeah. Hold God's Unchanging Hand. Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Build your hopes on clean eternal changing hand. Time is filled with swift transition. God of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes, things eternal, and hold to God's changing hand. I want to hold that hand tonight. Hold to God's touching hand. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand and build your hopes on the eternal. Hold to God's changing hand. Just trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever you may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Just build up something eternal. Hold to God's change. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Hallelujah. And I'll hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright, the only glory, you're in rapture. So will be, yes, hallelujah. Hold God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes, please return. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus tonight. Amen. Glory to His name. I'm asking Brother David to come tonight as he would and take our prayer requests. I have a couple here says, please pray for Sister Mary Ann tonight. She needs our prayers. Also, please keep Sister Frieda in your prayers. Today she fell, was not able to come to church. So let's remember Sister Frieda Drum as we pray tonight. God would just give her a touch, take away the soreness and the pain from that fall, and make her well. Amen. Maybe you have an unspoken request. Tonight, let's remember our pastor, wife that's away this week. God would just give them a good time. relaxation and a safe journey wherever they go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's all pray tonight.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and another opportunity in your house in the middle of the week, dear Lord, to fill our cup. We pray, we bring these needs before you, dear Lord, all those that are sick and afflicted and those who can't be here, working, traveling. Be with our pastor, dear Lord, as they travel. Give them mercies to come back Sunday, dear Lord, or whenever. Be with the minister tonight, Brother Diggs. We've all come expecting to hear a word from you, dear Lord. And we give you the rest of this service, dear Lord, in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. Brother Keith's going to sing for us at this time.
I'm sure, as most of you know, that Billy Graham passed away today, and I was just thinking about that earlier, and George Bev Shea always traveled with him, and he sung a song that Billy Graham said one time in an interview that this was his favorite song of all time, and I have to admit I like it pretty good too, and I certainly make this is certainly my desire. Have Jesus,
hallelujah,
than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Fairer than the lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. Jesus than anything this world affords today. Yes, I'd rather have have you, Jesus, than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Keith, for that beautiful song. Amen. If you have Jesus, you have everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. I forgot to welcome you to the service, but welcome tonight, everyone. It's good to be here. I feel a good spirit. What about you? I believe the Lord's going to bless us tonight. Let's sing that song, He Set Me Free. G. Hallelujah. Are you free tonight? Amen. Let's sing it. Once I cooped in prison, I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Then Jesus came and lived son to me. Glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free, yes. A prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm overbound. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bond of prison for me, and I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. For glory to God, set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Thought of this world can turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to. Glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free. Yes, set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll ask you to stand at this time as we receive the offering tonight. I'll go ahead and make these announcements. Peter and Rachel Coffey are moving Saturday, and they're soliciting some help. So if you're able to help them, just give Brother Peter a call, and he'll give you all the details what time they're moving. So remember that. Also, I'll announce this again. The adult choir will practice next Sunday, February the 25th at 3 p.m. And this is for the upcoming Easter services. So we need as many voices as possible. Please join us. So remember that next Sunday at 3 p.m. Youth night at the Buchanan Home on March the 3rd, 5:30 p.m. Please sign up in the library by Sunday night, the 25th. And if you have any questions, please see Mitch or Ashley Buchanan. And we have another announcement about the lost and found items in the library. It says there are several umbrellas, a baby blanket, gloves, little boy's pants and shirt, size 3T. A few kids' toys and notebooks. If these belong to you, please pick them up everything will be backed up and donated on Sunday. So they're wanting to get that cleaned out, so remember that. Amen. If you have anything in there. Amen. Brother Jeff, if you would pray on the offering. Good to see you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is Brother Diggs here? Amen. He's supposed to be. Amen. Somebody check and see if he's back there. Amen. Let's sing This Is My Desire. Brother Diggs, if you're here, we're ready for you. Amen. Hallelujah. How many is ready for the Word tonight? Praise the Lord. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you. Sing it again now. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship all I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Hello, brother.
Yes. I give
you glory to the Lord.
Every breath that I take, the moment I'm awake, have your way in.
One more time.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Yet I take the moment I'm away. I have you.
Heart, I give you my soul. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Thank and praise God for the South. Amen. I was just up north and it was snowing. Come back home and it's 80 degrees. Don't you just love the Carolinas? Amen. They're jealous of us, believe me now. Amen. But it's good to be here. We certainly appreciate your pastor in his absence. Thank God for all of you. Man, let's just bow our hearts and if you have an unspoken request, you can acknowledge it to the Lord by an uplifted hand. Let's just pray. Lord, we lift our hands to you, Lord, in faith. Lord, defying the law of gravity, Lord, to show you that there is a need within our hearts, Lord. But most of all, Lord, you know, Lord God, the thought and intent behind the raising of our hands, Lord. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that our will becomes your will. Lord, that we're so lost in your will, Lord, that we don't even see our own desires, but it's what you desire for us, Lord. Lord, we pray that you bless the service, Lord, and each and every hand that is lifted to you, Lord. Just, Father, we just ask you to move in a special way, Lord. Make this service personal tonight, Lord, beyond just a church service, but a communion between the Father and his children. And, Lord God, we just ask you to bless the pastor and his family in his absence, Lord, and be with him wherever he is tonight, Lord God. And we just ask for an invisible union, Lord, that you forgive us for our trespasses and iniquities, Lord, and even the areas in our life that no one else sees, Lord. We pray you be with our families, Lord, wherever different ones may reside, Lord. And we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let church say amen. 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 You can have your seats. I want to sing a song. Amen. You guys got to follow me. Hallelujah. We may go to sea. I'm not good with the keys. Just follow me. Amen. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You reign forever. You reign forever. Oh, my soul will sing. You reign forever. Oh, my soul will sing. You reign forever. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you reign forever, reign forever. Oh, my soul will sing, you reign forever. Oh, my soul, you reign forever. Oh, my soul will sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heal my body, heal my body. Oh, my soul will sing. You heal my body. Oh, my soul will sing. You heal my body. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You heal my body. Oh, my soul will sing. You heal my body. Oh, my soul. You heal my body. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah.
soul will sing. You reign forever. Oh, my soul, you reign forever. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. The highest praise is of my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah is the highest praise. He reigns forever. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah to that? Amen. He healed your body. Can you say hallelujah to that? Amen. We thank and praise the Lord for his great grace. Amen. Let's just stand as we prepare to read the word of God. Let's turn to the book of Proverbs. No, let's go to Matthew 13 first. Matthew 13. Oh, my, it's good to be in church. You know, I thank God for songs like that because they were inspired to write that song. You know, and because God knew some of us were going to be going through trials and tribulations. He knew that we were going to have ups and downs, and God allowed inspiration to fall on songwriters to write songs like that, that we may be lifted up. Hallelujah. Although we're giving him glory, it's uplifting to us too also. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to jump around in here a little bit, but let's read Matthew 13. Let's start reading at verse. Let's start at verse 1. Matthew 13 and verse 1. You have to say amen. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Now let's jump over to verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in the heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Amen. May the Lord bless you of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. I want to use for a subject tonight, supernatural intelligence. Amen. Supernatural intelligence. You know, the Bible also says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So, church, what I want to say to you tonight, that is very important for us to understand what we hear. Amen. We're not in a day or a time where we're just quoting what the prophet said. But we should be in a place where we're able to live it. And the only way you can live it is if you have a clear understanding. Amen. And you know, I know, just like me,
There are some things you hear and you don't quite understand. But what we shouldn't do is just leave it like that. What we should do is go to God in prayer and say, Lord, give me a clear understanding. Lord, I want to know what you mean. Because, church, one thing about the word of God, it says that the sower went to sow a seed, and that seed was the word. Amen. And we know that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if we do not understand the seed, which is the word, we do not understand God. Amen. So it's very important for us to labor, amen, to labor for understanding. And we know that understanding is really revelation, amen. When God reveals himself to you and I, amen. It's not the understanding I'm talking about. The intelligence I'm talking about is not you saying, I know how to find it in the Bible. No. What I'm saying tonight is you knowing how to put what you've heard into action. Amen. Because once you understand something, it becomes a tool. It becomes a part of who you are. How could a mechanic work on a car if he didn't understand how to put this part with that part? Or this bolt with that bolt? How could a nurse be a nurse if she didn't understand the mechanics of giving needles and veins and shots and all that things? It's more than just going to school. It has to be a understanding. Amen. And you know, we've been hearing the word a long time and this interpretation and that interpretation. But even the prophet of God said, God interprets his own word. Hallelujah. So let's just think about that, church. We've been getting, amen, a fresh word, but our understanding comes from God. Your understanding doesn't come from me. It doesn't come from Brother Barry or any other preacher you might hear. The only one that can make you understand what you heard is God. Because God is the only one who knows his plan. Hallelujah. Amen. So it takes God to express and unveil himself and reveal himself unto you. So really, when you understand the word of God, it's a personal relationship of God's revealing. Hallelujah. That's what makes the message so powerful. Hallelujah. Because men of old, from years and years and years, tried to understand the revelation of the word. And basically, they never could understand God. So what God would do, God would come on the scene, amen, and talk to a prophet, lip to ear, hallelujah, or face to face, and he would express through that prophet what he meant. Hallelujah. He would give that prophet an understanding of his mind. Hallelujah. Remember, every prophet that was a mouthpiece for God, they were not talking about themselves. They were talking about God. And what the prophet's job was, hallelujah, the prophet's job was to stand there as an agent for God to get the people to understand their Lord. Hallelujah. From age to age, from day to day, even if you take something as simple as God bringing a flood, nobody knew why he brought a flood, but he gave Noah an understanding, it's time for an escape. Hallelujah. And by that understanding, they missed the judgment. Hallelujah. And you can see, church, it's very important for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. But in all you're getting, get understanding. Hallelujah. We've heard seals. We've heard thunders. We've heard marriage, divorce. We've heard perfect faith, perfect love. Now the question to ask you as an individual yourself is, Lord, do I understand you? Amen. Do I understand, God, what you want from me? Amen. And when we look in the scripture, the reason why people miss God, miss his coming, simply because they didn't understand. They had religion, but they didn't understand God's ways. He says, who can understand the mind of God? My ways are not like your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. But church, we're so blessed. God came in this day, sent his agent, and he said, let this mind be in you. God came to us and he says, hey, I'm going to let you understand me simply by letting you tap into my mind. Woo! God gave you and I, hallelujah, special supernatural intelligence. God gave us a clearest church. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. If I can go there, any brothers in here been in the military? Amen. Brother Keith, the only one? Praise God. Okay, couple brothers. Amen. Brother Coffee. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look, in the military, let's just say as a civilian, I can't just go walk up on the barracks and say, hey, I want to see some top secret stuff. Show me how y'all build a tank. I can't just go back there and do that. You got to have a special clearance. You know why? Because they call that military intelligence. It's not meant for the public. It's not meant for the average civilian. These particular plans and information and knowledge and wisdom and understanding is locked up for the military. And not even a regular private can go back there. It has to be somebody who has special training. Hallelujah. And once this person has the special training, then he can tap into the intelligence. But he can't tell nobody. Hallelujah. He can't tell nobody. It's top secret. Church, as much as we would want to give what we know to somebody, it has to be revealed. Hallelujah. We can't give somebody the message. It has to be revealed. We can give them a book. We can give them a tape. We can show them God sent the prophet, all these things. But it's top secret. It has to be revealed. Only God could give that understanding that God sent the prophet in our day who had the mind of God. Oh, this is rich to me. I don't know about you guys, but this is good. Hallelujah. And you know, once you get that top secret clearance, you can go in places that the ordinary person can't go. See, church, we have top secret clearance. And when it comes to the things of God, we can go in places a Baptist can't go. We can go in places the Catholic Church can't go. Why? Because we understand God. Amen. The Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness. They wonder why we dress the way we dress, why we look the way we look. It's clear. The Bible says it's a mystery. It's top secret. Woo! Hallelujah. Only God can reveal what holiness is. Holiness is not a law. Amen. It's a revelation. And that's why people cannot succumb themselves to dress properly, act properly, talk properly, because it hasn't been revealed. And once it's revealed, there's no more struggle. Because let's just say you become a general, amen. You become a general, you got top secret clearance. Amen. It ain't no struggle getting in that private room. He just pulled his identification out. Maybe there's a code on the door. He swiped the door, and it's, and he just walks on in. His identification gives him clearance. Hallelujah. No matter whether he's liked in his platoon, no matter what everybody else thinks about him, his identification allows him to go in places that the ordinary person can't go. And church, before the foundation of the world, God gave us a supernatural identity. And we now can go into the mind of God, whether anybody else likes it or not. Hallelujah. You know you're a special people? You got more clearance than the White House. Woo! Hallelujah. As much as we'd like to hear Trump talk so we can get a good laugh. I know I'm on the internet. I'm just being honest. I love it. Gives me a good laugh. I don't get upset. I don't get mad. Trump, we all impeach him. Look, he was in the mind of God for this day. Amen. I was talking with a friend of mine, a brother today. I said, hey, me and him just started getting together and fellowshipping and everything. He's a pastor of a denomination, and we were just sitting talking and everything. I said, hey, one thing I want you to understand, me and you coming together is not a coincidence. God knew about this before the foundation of the world. Now, it's up to us to make sure we get out of God's way, and whatever God saw for us doing in our fellowship, we yield to it. Hallelujah. Don't we understand God will put people in your life? Why? Because he's unveiling his thoughts. Amen. God put us together tonight. Amen. It wasn't just Brother Barry saying, hey, Brother D, can you come? Or Brother D's calling, hey, Brother Barry, how you doing? You know, feel like coming up, whatever. No, it had nothing to do with us. It's God's mind for February 2000, 18. February the 21st. God saw this day. And he knew. Somebody say me. That wasn't no trick question. Somebody say me. Me. God know me. You was going to be in church today. God knew you was going to be here today to hear this message so he could tell you that you have a supernatural intelligence. You were created to understand God's thoughts. You were created to tap into the mind of God. You were created to think just like him. Woo! Hallelujah. Because you think about it, church. What it took for that one man to get clearance, it takes the next man the same thing to get clearance. So nobody's coming in with their own thoughts. No, you got to go through the same steps. Amen. It's the same Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It ain't a different Holy Ghost. It's the same intelligence. Hallelujah. Supernatural thoughts of God. Whew. But you know where this came from? I was listening to, and I ain't going to be long. Y'all know I'm about to close. But you know, I was listening to the prophet. He was talking to that infidel. And the old man says, hey, they say I'm an infidel. First of all, I like how the whole story starts. Sister Faye here, they sit there talking, and Brother Woods and Brother Brenham in the car. And they said, hey, we want to go hunting. And everything, you know, all that was in God's mind. The simple things in God's mind. We try to make God so mysterious and deep. No, he's very simple. He'll allow a prophet to walk out in the field with a bull to show his supernatural intelligence. He'll let a prophet go hunting, hallelujah, where there's no squirrels to show his supernatural intelligence. He'll let your bills get behind. He'll let you get sick in your body so he can show his thoughts concerning you. He says, hallelujah, for I know my thoughts concerning you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Anybody going through something? God's thoughts concerning what you're going through is peace, not struggle, not defeat. Hallelujah. Peace. So let's think like God think. Amen. When you're going through your battle, amen, we just had Brother Isaiah Brooks come preach for us, and he preached a message called Anointed for the Battle. And he said, the challenge to us, we're battling, we got to fight. We got to fight the enemy. He said, well, this is what we need to do now. We know we have to fight. Let's make the battle sweet. How many of us like sweet things? I love it. Before I got here, I stopped and got me a Hershey's almond bar. Not just chocolate, but almonds in it. Woo, boy, I'm eating good. You ain't just eating a regular bar then. Woo. Mm. But you know, you think about when something is not just ordinary, but it has some extra. And you know, it was such a challenge to me. Because, yeah, we go through battles and we're like, oh, Lord, you're on my side. And, Father, I'm praying and casting this devil out. And in the name of Jesus, you gave us authority. You gave us victory. But the sweet part is when you're going through that battle and you can still come to church and worship like there's no tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. You can come to church in the midst of a battle and your peers and your sisters and brothers don't even know you fighting. That's when it's sweet. Hallelujah. You can come in here, your light's about to get cut off. Your car broke down in the yard before you came to church. And you come to church and you say, sing hallelujah. heart, my soul will sing, sing hallelujah. See, that's the time you ought to give a little extra. Because when you get to that place, hallelujah, oh my, Jerry, when you get to that place where you can praise God in the midst of the battle, the devil is sitting there saying, what do I do now? I done threw everything I could throw at them and they still giving God praise. Let's say at church, hello, Job. Satan do everything he had at Job, and Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord God giveth, and the Lord God taketh away. His family start acting up. Job said, hallelujah, the blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's make it sweet. Hallelujah. But see, that's the mind of God. Because God knows he can't be defeated. So why be sad when you're going through a battle if you know you're going to win? See, that shows if you come to church and you're like, you know, Brother Jules say you wowzy wowzy woo. You come to the church and you're like, oh, Lord, I thought I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been serving you. Why is this happening to me? That's not God's mind. Those are the devil's thoughts. Because God said, hallelujah, he'll put no more on you than you can bear. So no matter how heavy it is, you can take a little bit more pressure. Ain't get too many amens on that one. But we're talking about supernatural intelligence, understanding God. See, God knows what'll make or break you. And his word says, how many of those? There's two things about God that I want to express to you tonight. One thing about God is God cannot tell a lie. Can I get an amen, church? If it's in the Bible, it has to be true. And if God said it, that means it's thus said the Lord. I'm sorry, cameraman. Y'all know I can't be still. But if God said it, it's thus said the Lord. That's number one. Can I get an amen? God cannot tell a lie. You know, when I make statements like that, what I've been saying now, when I make statements like that and I preach, when you make a statement like that, what else can you say? So you know what I say? Church over, let's dismiss. That should be enough to send us into a revival. That whatever we can pick up in this Bible and understand it and say, okay, Lord, let it live in my life. The battle is over. What else can the devil do? Hallelujah. When you get an understanding of that scripture, that God cannot lie. Feel like shouting. Hallelujah. Let God take your spiritual, hallelujah. Let God take your spiritual Toyota and turn it into a Lexus tonight. A 470, hallelujah. Not no little coupe, no a big boy. Let's turn it into some luxury. Let's make this service a luxury ride. Heated seats, hallelujah. Air-conditioned seats, hallelujah. Cup warmers or whatever else in them. Backup cameras, everything. GPS that talk to you. Luxury, hallelujah. See, church, we are supposed to be living our Christian life in luxury. Hallelujah. Now, I ain't talking about the car now. I'm talking about your spiritual experience. Amen. We're in a place where God has given us so much. We're in a time where there's nothing withheld from us. We have it all. Church, we have it all. Ain't no more churches after us. There's no more church ages. We're the last age. We have all of God's mind. Woo! Amen. Everything he wanted to say, we have it in our day. If that don't make you want to shout, I don't know what will. Whew. That's better than grits and eggs and sausage and buttermilk biscuits in the morning. Hallelujah. To know that whatever God thought about the generations, the seven generations, the seven church ages. Whatever God thought about those seven church ages, we know it. Ooh, somebody got to give me a high five on that one. Ho, ho, hallelujah. Come on, I know you want to do it. Yes, sir. Church, there's nothing withhold from us. We've tapped into a supernatural intelligence. we're not just walking down the road. We're floating. We're not walking like average Christians. We're living a life above Christianity. We're living a supernatural life. Because it's God's life. Are y'all with me? You understand what I'm saying? Church, what's been revealed to us hasn't been revealed to all the other ages. We have all of God. Hallelujah. We have, hallelujah, supernatural intelligence. We have top secret clearance. Woo, hallelujah. Remember, they went into Revelation to say, there's a man riding a white horse. He had a bow and no arrows. And they tried to understand that for years, for ages and generations. And God sends a messenger with top secret clearance. He says, see, that's not God. That's the Antichrist. Yeah, he's on a white horse, but that's the Antichrist. Amen. That's his teaching. Hallelujah. He has a bow but no arrows. That means he doesn't have authority. Woo. God has given us an understanding. And like I said earlier, the reason why I ain't worried about the presidents and all this stuff, you know, because according to God's mind that's been revealed, we know what's going to happen before it happens. Woo! Hallelujah. Wouldn't you love to be in a battle like that? You know what your enemy going to do before they do it. That's who we are. Amen. We know the end. God has given us clearance. But you know, I'm about to close. Don't get nervous. But you know, I was listening to the prophet. And he was talking to that infidel. And the infidel says, he says, you know, they needed, they was ready to hunt. And you know, they didn't have a good spot. So Brother Woods knew an old man. And he said, he's a rough old fella. He said, he might want to stay in the car. But the brother said, all right, you know, I just stay in the car. You know, he stood in the car, sat there. You know, Brother Woods talking to the old man. He said, I'm so-and-so Woods boy. He said, any Woods boy is a friend of mine because, you know, whatever his dad named, Jim Woods or whatever his name was. I can't remember right now. But, you know, y'all know the story. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Y'all know where I'm at?
Amen.
Am I in the message? Hallelujah. See, that supernatural intelligence, hallelujah, doesn't have to hear a preacher say, Brother Branham said, to understand that it's the message being preached. You have clearance. Hallelujah. See, what I love about this church, hallelujah, this clearance doesn't just belong to the preachers. You can study what I study. Hallelujah. You can get in contact with God like I can get in contact with God. You can read what I read. Hallelujah. You can have communion with God just like I can have communion with God. Amen. It can become the same clearance. But you know, hey, the man comes, he says, Brother Branham said, I think I need to get out the car now. So he gets out the car, you know, and Brother Banks, he says, hey, this is my pastor. And this is the verse I love. He says, you mean to tell me you didn't got so low down you got to hang out with a preacher? Hallelujah. Me and my friends do that all the time. We go somewhere and say, yeah, this is my friend in the Lord, this is my brother in the Lord. You know, I didn't got so low down, I hang out with preachers. But you know, they're sitting there, and you know, the old man is, oh, you're a preacher, huh? He called him a lying dog. And the prophet of God said, you know what that means? He said, that means you're barking up the wrong tree. Lying dog means when a dog go to a tree, and he, oh, 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 and ain't nothing up there. He's just bluffing. He's a lying dog. And that's what this infidel man was saying about all the preachers. He was saying, hey, all you preachers ain't nothing but lying dogs. Barking up the wrong tree. You know what? He didn't understand God. He didn't understand God. He said, they say I'm an infidel. Brother Bram said, I don't think that's nothing to brag on. Who wants to brag about not believing God? You in bad shape if you don't believe in God. Amen. I always say to people that don't believe in God, it's a brother right around here, Brother Mark Hall. I'm going to tell his testimony to y'all. He went hunting last month, I believe, up in Ohio. And he went to, you brothers that hunt, you know, you can go, you know, they have fields and acres or whatever, you know, he went deer hunting. And he said before he left, his son told him, "Dad, you ain't going to get it." He said, "Whatever, son, I'm going." You know, he went up there, drove through the snow, the ice, whatever, get up there. I think it was three other guys. One of them was an atheist. Nobody really knew he was a preacher. You know, he said they jumped in the car, they were riding to go and hunt. And he said they were playing loud music. And they didn't realize that the mind of God was sitting in the car. And Brother Mark said, "I got to change this atmosphere." So what he started doing, he started talking about Jesus to the person in the back seat with him, the atheist. Hallelujah. If you see him, ask him about it. It's a powerful testimony. So he starts asking him about, he starts talking to him about the Lord and different stuff or whatever. So between the breaks in the rock and roll, they heard him talking about the Lord. So they go hunt. He says he see a big buck. He's in the stand. He says, "A big old buck. Big buck." I ain't really a hunter, so, you know, I got this, you know, big buck. So he says, this buck, he's in the stand. He said, this buck comes out, and he's looking like, "Shoot me." And then he walks a line where Brother Mark can't put his gun on. He said he walks right up under the stand and everything. And he can't get to him. He said, and then he never sees him again. He's like, "Oh, boy, it's on now." He said, "Boy, it's time to hunt." So he says, the next day they get back to the cabins or wherever they were. They go back, you know, and he's talking to the atheist guy, whatever, you know. And he says, then the Lord shares with him. He said the Lord shares with him, "Go home and tell that young man who's an atheist, he's gonna get that big buck." In the midst of the hunt. Right in the hunt. And Brother Mark is like, "I saw this big buck. Lord, I want it." But God's mind, God's thoughts was, it's not for you. It's to make somebody else believe in me. See, and a lot of times we can't understand how God thinks because it doesn't seem natural. It's supernatural. Hallelujah. So God tells him, hallelujah, "Go home. Tell the young man the buck is his and not yours. He'll get it tomorrow." Mark's like, "What? God, is this you? You sure?" He's like, "Yeah, go home." So Mark starts packing up his stuff. I think he said it was like 11 o'clock at night. He's packing up his stuff. He tells the other three guys, you know, before they got there, I believe on the way back, since they realized he was a preacher, they changed the radio station and started listening to gospel music. Let God work. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid just to talk about the Lord a little bit. You ain't got to force it. Just let them know who you are. So he says, they get back to the place, and God tells him, "The buck is not yours. It belongs to that young man. Tell him tomorrow that I said he going to get that buck." So Mark says, "Hey, y'all know what? I'm going home." And he goes up to the atheist guy. He said, "God told me to tell you that big buck I saw is going to be yours, and you're going to get it tomorrow. I'll see y'all later." He says, "Call me when you get it." So he said he jumps on the road. It's snowing, ice, everything. And you know, sometimes you think, "Lord, why would you want me to drive home in this danger?" Church, he's a keeper. When we can understand that it's him talking. Hallelujah. Realize, church, everything around us, everything that happens, God is in control. God allowed the snow to fall. God allowed the ice to accumulate. So if God tells you to go home, he can protect you. So Mark gets home and whatever, you know, and he says the next day he wakes up or whatever the case is, he gets a phone call. And it's the young atheist guy. And he's crying, screaming on the phone. "Oh, I got the buck just like you said." But it wasn't Mark saying it. God told him that. And that's what Mark told him. Mark told him, "God told me to tell you that you're going to get that buck." So now that atheist is no longer an atheist. Because he never had gotten a buck before. But the first time he gets one, it's because God told him he was going to get it. Supernatural intelligence. Hallelujah. And the young man says, I'm going to find me a church. I'm going to start serving the Lord. And even the guy that was with him heard Mark tell him that. He said, you know what? I'm finding me a church too, and I'm serving the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
If God can use a donkey, he can use a deer. Hallelujah. He just needs somebody with supernatural clearance to operate in their God-given authority. Hallelujah. And believe it or not, things like that happen all the time to those of us who would listen to God. Amen. But just like the prophet, the young man, I mean the old man, he said he's talking to him. I'm an infidel. Don't get nervous. I'm about to close. You know, he's talking to the infidel. He said, hey, you know, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And Brother Bram said, hey. He said, well, Mama always say, give a cow enough rope and he'll hang himself. He says, hey, can I have one of them apples? He said, yeah, you can have one. He said, the yellow jacket's eating them all up. So he says, start talking about the tree and all these things. And then he says, you know, they got on the subject of God. He says, you know, there was one man. You know, he told this lady about her healing and different things. And he never knew her. And Brother Brown said, no. He said, yeah, I'll take you up there where she at. He says, see, now he's preaching to me. The infidel preaching about what he believed when he said he was an infidel. Believes the supernatural, but he says he's an infidel. So anyway, he starts talking about, I would like to ask him, how did he know that about that woman? He says, well, let me ask you something. He said, what makes that sap go down in that tree? He says, it's just nature. He said, well, let me put some water in a bucket and let's see if nature just makes it go down. He said, well, I guess you got a point. He said, and you think on that while we go hunt. And if you can tell me what intelligence does that, I'll tell you what intelligence it was that told me who that woman was. And he says, tell you. He says, yeah, me. He said, you remember his name? He said, yeah. He said, was it Branham? He says, yes. And because he had God's mind, not to leave a man in a condition he confessed, but to know that God's will is that all might be saved. Hallelujah. He looked past his outward confession and worried about his soul. And that old man died giving God praise. Because there was someone there who had top secret clearance. Hallelujah. Who understood God's will versus just saying, I know the word. A lot of people say they know the word. But let's get understanding, church. Let's be able to look at this message. Come on, musicians, I'm closing. Let's be able to look at this message in this time, in this date, in this hour, and say, I know it's God talking to me. Hallelujah. Now, what you ought to do, church, I ain't telling you what to do, but what you ought to do, the things that you don't quite understand, you need to start seeking God's face. That don't mean go on the internet and see what this person say about it, or that person say about it, or go on a, I'm going to leave it alone. Let's not look for another man's interpretation. But what you need to have is supernatural visitations. Where you know it's not a man expressing something to you. Well, I went and heard preacher so-and-so and he told me this and he told me that. No, I ain't talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about you sitting in church and praying in your heart and Brother Barry don't even know what you're praying about. And he comes over the pulpit and start talking right to you. The thing that you've been pondering, the revelation you've been looking for, and God uses him to make it so plain. And you say, I got it. Because you know when you get something, you can't sit still. Can I get an amen? You know when you get it, you just want to react. When you get it, you just want to let everybody, oh, hallelujah. I got it. I got it. And you know, revelation is greater than the Powerball. And y'all know when people win the Powerball, they about to lose their mind. They go crazy. And revelation is more important than any dollar bill. Because revelation will change your body. We ain't worried about our zip code. We ain't worried about our car, our house. But revelation will get you out the grave. Powerball can't do that. Hallelujah. So it behooveth us to understand God. You know, don't be that seed that falleth by the wayside. Because he said, amen. When you don't, he says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one. That's what Satan waiting on. He waiting on you every service to come to church, don't understand, then he put all kind of stuff in front of you, and you forget what you heard. Catcheth it away, that which was sown in the heart. See, the word of God is not coming here. It's going to your heart. Amen. This is he which falleth by the wayside. Don't be a person that falls by the wayside because you're hearing all this truth and never gets an understanding. Church, that's what's happening in our generation. People have sat under the umbrella of truth all these years and never understood. And now they're blaming the prophet, they're blaming preachers, they're blaming their husband, their wives, and all these things because they never got an understanding. When you get an understanding, it doesn't matter how great your persecution is. Remember, before Peter understood, he lied and he cussed. And he said, I know not the man, before he understood. But once he understood, hallelujah, he said, this is that. That the prophet Joel spake of. Hallelujah. He wasn't afraid anymore because he had an understanding. God had revealed himself. And we're in a time where God is revealing himself. Yeah, the trials and the tribulations are going to get stronger and stronger. But you know what my consolation is? If I can find one piece of God that's real, all the rest of God has to be real. You think about the redemptive names of Jehovah. If God has provided for you, if he's Jehovah Jireh, he has to be Jehovah Shammah. He can't be one without the other. If he's Jehovah Shammah, he has to be Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah! Because he cannot tell a lie. And you know the second thing God can do? Jerry, he cannot lie. Amen, church. But you know what I love about that? He cannot fail. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. My God can't lie, so therefore he cannot fail. Whatever he said in his word, he can fulfill it. Amen. Church over? Let's dismiss. Because when we think about that's the kind of God we serve, a God that cannot fail, a God that cannot lie. So you know what? When it comes to our lives, when we make mistakes and we fall short, a God that cannot fail and a God that cannot lie, that God, you know what else? He has no worry. He's not worried one bit. The devil can jump out and boo all he wants. God. Y'all remember that? He's not worried at all. God knows everything about us and he cares about us. Hallelujah. It's time for us, amen, to fight. But let's fight with the mind of God. Let's sit back, wake up in the morning and say, Lord, what will you have me to do? I know I'm going to work, but what will you have me to do at work? Amen. Let's tap into his mind, his thoughts. And let's get a real understanding of what these last days on earth is about. It's about the revealing of God in his people. And what I want you to understand, when you understand God, it's God living in you. Your life is no longer your life. He's living in you. He's tabernacling in you. Amen. Because Brother Coffee's mind can't be in my mind unless it's Brother Coffee's body. Hallelujah. So Jesus' mind can't be in me unless he's in me. Amen, church? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight, Lord, and our deepest desire is to have understanding, Lord God, for when they walk with you down Emmaus Road, they didn't understand the resurrection, Lord, and all that you say you would do, and Lord, you begin to speak about yourself and you preach unto them, and their eyes came open simply because they understood, and when they understood, their eyes came open. Lord, we just ask, Father, you just keep revealing yourself to us. Lord, give us that understanding, that end-time revelation that produces a rapture, Lord. Lord, to know that our bodies and minds and everything about us is being changed for that meeting with you, Lord. Lord, we know it's going to take place. We can feel it happening, Lord, even as the days approach. Lord, we just pray you just continue to move on us, Lord. Lord, have your way. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray you bless us, Father, as we leave this place with not for thy presence. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen. When I call, he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each day. Hey.
Hallelujah. Have you enjoyed the word tonight? Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad you got that clearance? Amen. I believe that we have that security clearance to go just as far as we'll attempt to go. Amen. That He will show us His things. Amen. Give me a key of C. That might be too high. I'd like to sing one song tonight before we leave. That song is Who I Am. And you know, in the mind of God, that's why we have that clearance. It's that revelation of who we are tonight. Why He would choose us. We don't know why, but He did. And it's His will, His present predestination. Let's sing this song. Oh, who I am, Lord. Who I am. I can't see now who I am.
Predestination.
of who I am. Amen. Let's just say a word of prayer tonight as we go out, and then you'll be at liberty to go. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight for this service. We can truly say that it's been good to be in here tonight. Lord, for your presence in this service. Lord, for your anointing. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We were tired when we come in, Lord, but not anymore, Lord. For we believe that you give youth to the old, and you give strength to those that are weary. Bless these people tonight as they go. Lord, till we come again Sunday, Lord, I pray you keep each one safe. In Jesus' name we ask it. Your liberty to go. I will sing of the mercies. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And with my mouth shall I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth shall I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.